Star: How Warren Beatty Seduced America. By Peter Biskind. Narrated by David Drummond. Copyright 2010 by Peter Biskind. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Peter Biskind and International Creative Management, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Warrenology, an introduction. You know what I think about these histories that we do on DVD? It makes me think of what Winston Churchill said. History will be very kind to me, because I intend to write it. Warren Beatty. Finishing this book was like recovering from a lingering illness, although admittedly one that I had brought on myself. I had wanted to write a biography of Warren Beatty since I met him in 1989, when he was shooting Dick Tracy. I had admired his films for a long time. Like everyone else, I was undone by Bonnie and Clyde when I first saw it in 1967, vastly entertained by Shampoo and Heaven Can Wait, and stunned by Reds. A veteran of the anti-war movement, and a documentary filmmaker myself for a time, I was used to ragged 16mm black-and-white agitprop, and was astounded that the biggest Hollywood star of the 1970s had given the Gone with the Wind treatment to the Russian Revolution and the formation of the American Communist Party, and gotten a big studio, Paramount, to pay for it. During the reign of Ronald Reagan, yet. Then came Ishtar, but I was unfazed. Everybody, even Beatty, has flops. As editor of American Film in 1987, I wrote about it myself, and even put him, Dustin Hoffman, and Isabel Ajani on the cover, in costume, all looking impish, as if they'd just gotten away with something.